I suppose the homework there on the diminished would be like make up a progression and put a diminished chord as a passing chord to increase tension to that chord. You know. Alright, moving on to 7th sus. When you have a 7th chord, like in the key of C, the 7th chord is G7, as you guys know. The tritone of that chord is the F to B. So if you would play like a G7 at fret 3, but now play only strings 4 and 3, that's your 4 and your 7 to the key of C, which resolves to the 1 and 3 of the key of C. So if you would go like our old kindergarten thing, like XX 3 4XX to XX 2 5XX, 2 and 5, so XX 2 and 5XX. Yeah, that's how the tritones resolve. Yep, so it goes, right? And it's the third of the G7 chord that resolves up a half step to the 1, right? And it's the 7 of the G7 chord that resolves down a half step to the 3rd of. So it's like 7 and 3 resolve to 3 and 1. Now in a 7 sus chord, this letter B here, 7 sus, we don't have that anymore. We have an F and a C. Like play a G7 sus at string 3, which is 3 5 3 5 3 3. That's 3 5 3 5 3 3. Yeah, notice that the new note we added with pinky is a C note already. So a lot of that tension has been stripped. So is that a bad thing? No. If we're looking for smoothness, it's a very cool way to do it. And loads of songs have that. Like, I'd have to think of one, but I know Isn't She Lovely has it. Like, it's not in the key of C. No, it's like. So the reason why there's a sus chord there instead of a regular dominant chord is because the melody, Isn't She Lovely, is a C. And if you do a G7, it's going to clash with that. So to make it sound smoother, they put a dominant sus. Does that make sense? So it's actually, it still adds tension because it's still a 5 chord. But it doesn't clash. It doesn't add too much tension where we want. Suspended chords, they do add a certain amount of suspense, but I think the name comes more from suspension. Like, when you hear that chord, I'm adding a 9, by the way. I'm not just playing G sus, but even just a G sus, it sounds suspended a little bit in midair, like it's floaty. Does that make sense? Like, if we were to just jam on G7 sus for a minute. I know I'm going off the deep end. But play G7 sus. Here's another version of G7 sus. Would be like, if you played a G7 sus at X 10, 12, 10, 12, 10. That's regular G7. And then stick pinky up 1 fret. Yep, so you could play either of those. And let's just jam out a nice floaty. And I'll show you how suspended it is. Like 1, 2, 3, 4. Right, we're just waiting for something to happen, but it's not like urgent. It's a bit more ethereal than a dominant chord. That has to be resolved because there's no tritone. So if you need a temporary suspension, which is good for several reasons, but you don't need too much tension. If you want suspension without too much tension, you use a sus chord, right? So for right now, for live homework, put a progression in where the 5 chord, like in any key, just very short progression, where the 5 chord is suspended, okay? And we'll see what you come up with. Perfect, so one of the students came up with 1, 2, 4, 5 in the key of D. So let's play it together. 2, 3, 4, so D major 7, E minor 7, G major 7, and A7 sus. One more time. Nice job. And then the other student had a 1, 4, 5, 5 progression in the key of C. Here we go. 2, 3, 4. Good. Now while we're on the, this is good. You guys did great. While we're on the topic of this, I'm going to show you two slightly hipper versions of the sus chord that are not in the book. So all we did was a 7 sus, which is 1, 4, 5, flat 7, right? We took the 3 up to 4. But you can also stick a 9 in, and it's called a 9 sus. And two very common voicings for G9 sus would be 3X, 3, 2, 1X. So dig that if you play like C major 7. Not sure why I just put it in 6-8. I'm probably thinking of Isn't She Lovely. But like 2-3, like C major 7. And then G9 sub. Try it with me. So C major 7, then G9 sus. 1, 2, 3, 4. Very smooth, very smooth. If you get a gig in a hotel lounge, you'll play some sus chords, all right? And then the other voicing I want to show you is very simple. It's X, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10. Sounds like a Wins News commercial. And why is that a 9 sus? Because your G9, you probably know this one. Your G9 is X, 10, 9, 10, 10, 10. Remember, the sus chord is the 3, bring the third of the chord, do re mi, going up a half step. So that's why this one is called G9 sus. So now, if you would play C major 7 up here at the 8th fret, play. And then your new G9 sus. All right, here we go. 2, 3, 4. Nice job. Moving on to section C.